Happy New Year, everybody. It's the Video Game Podcast Entertainment Earth. It's January 4th, 2013, and we've got some interesting news. This is the year new consoles are anticipated. Last year, we got the Wii U. It is largely speculated that we might see the PS4 and the Xbox, whatever it is, next. But before that, we're actually going to see some other new hardware. The biggest thing last year, I thought, in video gaming was that Kickstarter is actually starting to have an effect on this, which I think is more of a elaborate pre-order media campaign for some companies. But I don't know what I'm talking about. Another new Kickstarter video game console just went up, and it already met its goal in about a day. It's called the GameStick. The idea? It's a console with a tiny USB drive-shaped device that's stored in the controller. You take it out of the controller, you plug it into your TV, it plugs into your HDMI port, and the controller interacts with it wirelessly. $79. It got its entire funding in about 24 hours, and it's another Android-based machine, kind of like the Ouya. According to the development timeline, it is expected to ship in April 2013, which is this year, not next year, even though it sounds like next year in my head still, because I still think it's 2012, or depending on what I'm writing a check, it could be 1989. Not very helpful. But it looks interesting. Not a lot of software has been announced yet. The idea is it's a portable console for your TV, not a portable console in and of itself. So anywhere you take HDMI, you could play it. Heck of a nice idea. The other Kickstarter game console that was a big success story last year is the Ouya. The development kits for it are going out now, and according to their website, it's expected to ship to consumers in March. It is getting a Final Fantasy III port, which is the first time an American TV-based game console will have it. It's going to be $99 plus shipping unless something changes. I think that's fascinating. Some other new hardware players are coming to light, but it's interesting to note as well that everything's going on Android, and it could be sort of like another PC market. The game console, the TV box, could be a new paradigm that is shifting. That sounds like a good marketing speak, doesn't it? On the download front this week, your PlayStation 3 can download Jetpack Joyride for free. I did, but I haven't played it yet. The PS Vita also has Jetpack Joyride, as well as Chrono Vault. Xbox 360 now has Retro City Rampage, an 8-bit style Grand Theft Auto-ish game. Nintendo DSi has Galaxy Saver and Snowboard Extreme, while the 3DS has the full game Unchained Blades, as well as smaller game downloads, Gunman, Clive, and Air Battle Hockey 3D. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's the New Year celebration sale at Entertainment Earth. We've marked down hundreds of items, and we're marking down more today. From Lego, Disney, Star Wars, Marvel, DC Comics, Doctor Who, and oh, so much more. We can mark down other stuff. Why am I saying it like this? A pop-up email thing came up while I'm recording the ad, because I am the highest in professionalism, I will continue recording and not break. Anyway, you can see hundreds of items at our site at sale.entertainmentearth.com right now. We've got great stuff. You should buy it. I just said that. See all shop items when you go to the sale page and click on that, and you will see that we have about 600 items, unless they sold out. Check them out today. New items for video gamers on our site include Mass Effect Alliance Normandy SR1 Silver Medal Ship Statue, very shiny, the Remember Me Art of Remember Me hardcover book, and a Tetris logo mug. We also added a bunch of new Pac-Man items, including Pac-Man egg cups. Seriously, egg cups. And those are on our site right now. Pictures will be coming soon. I do not have pictures up when I am recording this, so I will ramble a little bit more, and we'll stop there. Thank you. Thank you for listening to me ramble. I need to move on to the next podcast because I have things that need to be done before noon. So I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast or on Twitter, twitter.com/entertainmentearth, or entertainmentearth.tumblr.com. We're posting new stuff all the dang time because we love to do it. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.